Visit as we get together in the old corral for a little song fest. Hi, boys. Well, if you folks will all just find yourself a comfortable spot up on the top rail and relax for a spell, all these boys of the old West will hog tie and brand a few tunes first. Of course, I don't know yet what they'll start out with, but I'll allow you'll like it, folks. What's it going to be, fella?
I'm not getting Dolph up here singing.
Shall we get him up here? Come on, Dolph. They seem to like your singing. I can't understand why.
Thank you, Tommy. I can't understand why.
How about singing Shy Little Lamb from Cheyenne?
Oh, that's
a good bit. She wears a big sombrero that she can't kiss the sand. She's the pride and joy of every cowboy, Shy Little Lamb from Cheyenne. She has my poor heart laughed, oh, I'm an innocent old cowhand. But what would you do, she'd win you too, Shy Little Lamb from Cheyenne. At night when the stars are in the sky and the moon's above, we'll ride down the sunset trail and and if she answers yes, sir, this will be my plan. I'll build a little nest way out west for Shy Little Lamb from Cheyenne.
I never did get too much of your singing there. For heaven's sakes, I wish you'd look over there. Wade. Will one of you boys prod him or something? Get him awake. What is it? The only man I ever saw in my life who could stand up and play a fiddle sound asleep. I declare to goodness, Wade, why don't you wake up and play us a little snappy tune?
Oh, I'm too tired. How about getting Dolph to play one on his fiddle?
All right, Dolph, come on over here. Looks like you're going to have to play the fiddle, too, so go right ahead.
Why don't you get Sally Foster over here? That'd keep me awake.
It would, huh?
Yeah, you're getting
out of here. Well, Wade, Sally's here. Look, she's sitting right over there by that broken wagon. There, see you right over there.
What is that? Oh, well, Sally, I'm here. I'm here.
Sally,
Sally,
Sally, glad you're here. That boy's been asleep ever since we started.
I'm there.
Wait. Sally, sing him a song, will you?
You think he's wide awake enough to play an introduction,
Jeff? Just wandering around in his sleep. Go right ahead, Wade, and play.
Come on, Wade.
So much romance and all these singings and tune playing here tonight. It reminds me of a couple of fellas in the old days. They worked on the same ranch as me. I expect you've heard me talk about them many times. They called them Bozo and Shorty. They're both pretty good singers in a rough sort of way. And one of them was a fair guitar player. Some of the boys used to say they got their knowledge of rhythm from listening to bullfrogs croaking at night. Well, anyway, they used to do their romancing with their singing and guitar playing. One time they both made a trip into town to kind of see the sights, and since both of them was pretty big eaters, they stopped in an eating place as soon as they got to town. This place was called the High Delight Restaurant, where they stopped, and that was where they met Lula Belle Benson. She owned the restaurant. Lula Belle was a blonde, blue-eyed, and just about as big around as both Bozo and Shorty put together. But her cooking? It just knocked those two waddies as dizzy as a pair of locoed hyenas. Well, pretty soon, those two cowpokes was spending most of their time just sitting around the High Delight and strumming and singing romantic songs for all they were. And it wasn't long till they both had asked her for her hand in marriage. Well, sir, Lula Belle didn't make no answer just then, but it was certain right off that Shorty was the Romeo on the balcony. But Shorty was a fickle sort of a critter. Once he had Lula Belle a-drooping cow eyes at him, he suddenly seemed to lose interest. And finally one day he says to Bozo, says, Bozo, I can see that you're caring a whole lot for Lula Belle, and I ain't a-gonna stand in your way, pal. I'm gonna leave the arena of romance to you. I'm retiring with victory in my grasp, he says. In brief, Bozo, Lula Belle is yours. I'm stepping out of the contest. Yes, sir, I'm leaving. Well, sir, I tell you, Bozo was as tickled as a one-legged dog with a million fleas. And he run right to Lula Belle and told her what Shorty had said and asked her to marry him right away. But you know, fate's a funny thing. They never did get married because just as they got right in front of the courthouse where they could get the license, she suddenly broke away from Bozo and went running down the street. She run up to some fella all of a sudden and started beating up on him. Knocked him flat with him. Knocked him flat with him. Knocked him flat with one swing of her fist and then jumped on it. Well, Bozo, he stood there kind of dazed, and he said to a stranger who had just come walking up from the direction of the fight, said, "Say, what is that all about?" And the fellow said, "Oh, some unlucky critter's no doubt jilted Lulabelle again. But I don't feel sorry for him. He'd be worse off if he married her. She beat her first husband, blamed near death one time because he lost $20 in the poker game." "Yes, sir, fella, her husbands don't last long." Well, that was all Bozo wanted to hear. He jumped straddle of his pony and burned leather out of town. Never stopped till he got plumb back to the ranch. I think it was about 2 months after that that Shorty come back to the ranch, too. And before he could get off of his horse, Bozo told him what a lucky fella he was. Told him all about what had happened, winding up by saying, "Yes, sir, Shorty, she sure beat the daylights out of some poor critter. I could hear bones a-cracking for a block." And Shorty looked at him and said, "Ain't it the truth? They just took the splints off my arms and the bandages off my head at the hospital this morning." And he got down off his horse and he limped toward the bunkhouse. And Bozo looked after him and he said, "Lucky me. Look what romance done to him. Just looks like Shorty was born to lose."
Born to lose, I've lived my life in vain. Every dream has only brought me pain. All my life
up at the cook shack, so that means eating time. Won't you all join us in a little grub? Of course, you might have a little trouble in outreaching these hyenas, but I'll put in a good word for you, the cook, and maybe he'll hold back a little for you. By the way, how about gathering in the old corral with us next time for another song fest? It'd sure be a pleasure to have you. This is Pappy Cheshire talking for all the boys and Sally saying so long, everybody. So long.